This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tayyib. Tayyib means pure. Inna Allah tayyib. La yaqbalu illa tayyiba. And Allah does not accept anything except for that which is pure. Wa inna Allah amara al-mu'mineen bima amara bihi al-mursaleen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the believers that which He has ordered the messengers. And He says, Ya ayyuha rasul, kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihah. O prophets, O messengers, eat from that which is pure and do that which is righteous. Wa'malu salihah. And then Allah says, Ya ayyuha ladhina amanu, O you who believe. So He speaks to the messengers and orders the messengers what He has ordered, or He orders the believers what He has ordered the messengers. Ya ayyuha ladhina amanu, O you who believe. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Eat from that which is pure, from what we have provided for you. And then he mentions a man, يُطِيلُ سَفَرْ. He has been on a long journey. أَشْعَثْ أَغْبَرْ. His hair is disheveled. He is filled with dirt. He is dirtied, has dirt and dust all over him, dusty. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He raises his hands to the heavens. يَا رَبْ, O my Lord. يَا رَبْ, O my Lord. وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ. But his food is haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ. And his drink, that which he drinks from, is haram. وَوُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. And he's nourished from haram. فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. So how is he going to have his dua be responded to? How is his dua going to be accepted? So in this hadith, let's speak about some of the benefits in the meaning of it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى طَيِّبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is طَيِّب. The word طَيِّب is, it means pure. Pure from what? Pure from that which is deficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not deficient. And He's pure from that which is dirtied or filth. So the opposite of pure, of tayyib, is what? The opposite of tayyib is khabith. Al-khubith. Al-khabith is that which is impure, that which is filthy. And like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِ الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. That which is filthy is not the same as that which is pure. That which is filthy is not that which is the same as that which is pure. And Allah says also in Surah An-Nur, الْخَبِيثَاتُ لِلْخَبِيثِينَ. That those who are filthy are for those who are filthy, male and female. الْخَبِيثَاتُ وَالْخَبِيثُونَ لِلْخَبِيثَاتِ. And those who are filthy, who are male, are for those who are filthy, female, women. The female men, the men who are filthy are for the women who are filthy. And the women who are filthy are for the men who are filthy. So the filthy are for the filthy, meaning those who are not pure. And Allah says, وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ. And those who are pure are for those who are pure, male and female. وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ ta'ala tayyib, Allah is pure. The meaning of which is that there is nothing that is deficient or nothing that could be blameworthy or shameful or bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete in His purity and in His actions and everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tayyibun in Himself. He is tayyib. He Himself is tayyib, pure. And His names are also tayyib. The names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are also the most pure. And His sifat, His attributes and characteristics, are also the most pure. And His most pure, filth in it. when you say this is not permissible and that's not permissible, and that which is permissible, that which is allowed and that which is not allowed are filth. Sometimes all that which is allowed is filth. That which is allowed is haram, it's dirty, it's impure. Like they allow many things. A person in this country may be allowed to do many things that are considered filthy. They can do many things, but always clean. وَفِي كُلِّ مَا يَصْدُرُ مِنْهُ. And everything that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. There's nothing bad from any facet whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ. He is pure in every aspect. Every aspect is purity. لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept except that which is pure. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He does not accept, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not accept anything in terms of the words that we say, the actions that we do, except for that which is pure. So what are the actions that are pure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept? And that which is impure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept. What are they? So everything that is impure, that is filthy, will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst them is sadaqah, charity that you give. Charity that you give, when it is pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. When it is not pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept it. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in hadith sahih, مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِعِدْلِ تَمْرَ مِنْ طَيِّبْ وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبْ. Whoever, مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِعِدْلِ تَمْرَةٍ مِنْ طَيِّبْ. Whoever gives the equivalent of one date, the equivalent of one date, meaning anything that's worth just one date. If it is pure, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. And Allah will not accept اللَّهُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبُ. And Allah will not accept anything except for that which is pure. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَأْخُذُهَا بِيَمِينِي. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that sadaqah that you give with His right hand. وَيُرَبِّيهَا كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ فُلُوَّهُ حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِثْلَ الْجَبَلِ. So that which is pure that you give, even if it's just the size and the equivalent of one date, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it, and Allah will magnify the reward when it's pure, and He will make it equivalent to a mountain. He will make it equivalent to a mountain. The reward that you'll get, just like how you raise your animal when it's small and you take care of it, and it grows bigger and bigger. It grows bigger and bigger because the sheep and the camel, everything that when it is born, it is small. And then it grows when you raise it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your charity grow and grow and grow. Why? How? When it is pure, when it is tayyib. And so what does it mean if something that you give is tayyib, is pure? The first thing, فَالطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ, that which is pure of the deeds that we do, مَكَانَ خَالِصًا لِلَّهِ مُوَافِقًا لِلشَّرِيعَةِ. That which is pure for the sake of Allah, it is also in accordance to the Sharia, meaning according to the Quran and the Sunnah. So that deeds that are pure have two aspects. They're sincere, they're done solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which is done also according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can have good intentions, but if you have good intentions, but if you don't do it correctly, it will not be accepted. وَالطَّيِّبْ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. وَالطَّيِّبْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and that which is pure of the wealth that we have, because a deed is pure and your wealth is also pure. Right? So when you're giving sadaqah, that wealth that you give has to be pure. And when you're giving sadaqah, the intention that you have also has to be pure. It has to be correct. So if you're giving zakat, for example, you can't just give zakat to anyone. You can't just give zakat to any organization or anybody. You can't just give zakat to any person on the street. Let's say they're on the, you know, they're begging on the road. You don't know who they are. You don't know whether they're Muslim or not. So you just give it to them. There are conditions. So you have to do it correctly. And when you give zakat, you have to give the right amount also. So it has to be in accordance to be accepted. So sadaqah and charity, they have to be done correctly. They have to be done sincerely. And the wealth that you have has to come from pure sources. You can't steal some money and consider that to be sadaqah and charity and hope to receive reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. No, Allah will not accept it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the believers just like He orders the messengers. That means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the believers because of their high state from that which is pure. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and do righteous deeds. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and halal sources, and that which you are eating is also halal, because if you don't take from that which is halal, like for example, alcohol, wine, or any other things, or the essence itself is haram, or you're taking from means that are haram, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be halal. So if someone eats from that which has not been slaughtered properly, like mayta, some meat, he hit a deer, and he gets that meat and he eats it, the meat itself is haram, because it's not permissible to eat that meat. The next is someone who acquires it from a haram source. So someone steals an animal, steals a sheep, steals a cow, and then they slaughter it, bismillah, and they eat from it. Then that also is not tayyib, but it is not halal, it's not pure, because he stole it from somebody. He stole it from somebody. And so that's not pure. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and also do righteous deeds. And do righteous deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the messengers. فَأَمَرَهُمْ بِالْأَكْلِ الَّذِي بِهِ strengthens our body. And then He orders us to, as a result of eating that which is pure, to strengthen our body, to also do righteous deeds. Use that strength, use that energy, use that in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and do righteous deeds, that which is pure, do righteous deeds, that which is sincere, and that which is in accordance to the Qur'an and Sunnah. And so, the Salaf, the scholars of before, they said, Al-amalu salih, ma kana khalisan sawaba. Ma kana khalisan sawaba. Al-amal salih, righteous deeds, are that which is sincere and correct. Sincere, then Allah Ta'ala fi amr al-mu'mineen, and Allah says, O you who believe, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum, eat from that which is pure, from that which we have provided for you. Eat from that which is pure, ma razaqnakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering the believers to follow the example, also just like He ordered the messengers to eat from that which is pure. And so next, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلُ, then he mentioned a man, يُطِيلُ safar, he is traveling on a long journey, Ash'ath, Aghbar. Ash'ath. Ash'ath means your hair. You know, when you're traveling, you don't have time to comb your hair and look nice, right? Especially in the desert, right? You sleep, you're tired, you just sleep the way you are, you wake up, you continue. And you sleep where? You sleep just on the ground, right? On the sand. You wake up and you're dirty. Ash'ath. Ash'ath means your hair is bishabul. It's not combed properly. And you don't have oil or anything. Like, you don't have time for that when you're traveling. You don't have also the means for it when you're traveling, because you have your resources that are also limited. Ash'ath. Aghbar. And you're dirty, because anytime you're traveling, even when you're on an airplane, right? When you're traveling, you feel sweaty and you feel dirty. You want to go take a shower, but there's no shower, right? There's no shower on the plane, right? Unless you're like an Emirates first class or something like that. Not every one of us can afford $17,000 with going to Africa, right, for a ticket, right? And otherwise, you're not going to be taking any showers, right? And you're not taking any showers, no matter what, because you know, you're tired and you're traveling. You don't have the means. You don't have the amount, the water that you normally have, and you don't have the amenities that you normally have when you are at home. So yutilu sahar, and this man, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ash'ath aghbar yamuddu yadayhi ila sama. He has been on a long journey, not just a short journey. For us, most of our journeys are very short. They used to travel for months. Like, even remember my uncle, when he went to make Hajj, they would go from the city, from his village to the city. That's a whole day, the whole day. And then you have to go from the city to another country. And sometimes you're taking a boat. And you know, that boat takes weeks. Takes weeks. You have to wait, and then from there you take another boat. And this is when he made Hajj. And sometimes you take a short flight. You're able to go here, but just to get to Mecca. I remember just to get to Mecca, my uncle said it was almost a month, about a month. And he was able to. He had money. He was able to take the fastest route that was possible. Right? Fastest route that was possible, and he was flying on some of the legs. Like, for example, he would fly from. That's how they used to make Hajj before, and then when he would leave the whole country, not the whole village, country would send him off. Like, the whole country, people would come from different villages. He's going to make Hajj. He's going to make Hajj. Like, he's going to make Hajj, and people don't know when he's going to come back. You don't know. And so they would go, and they would take a long time. And that's during the time of the beginnings of aviation, right? Like, after World War I, World War II, beginnings of World War II. You know, like before World War II, this is when my uncle actually, he was telling me about how he made Hajj and he ended up in Somalia. he got stuck in Somalia because when he came back, no, he left. He went to study in Mecca. He went to study in Mecca. And when he came back, he had to leave because when the war started, they stopped teaching in the masjid. All the classes were canceled. In the masjid. So all the classes were canceled and there's war going on. And he's trying to come back home. And when he comes back home, he gets stuck in Somalia. And I don't know if you guys tell you. And he gets stuck in there. You know, like, we Asians, we love seafood. Do you know what else we love? We love crab, shrimp. And squid, right? Squid. And do you know where they have the most? Somalia, the coast of Somalia. That's oh, yeah. The fishermen, and he says the fishermen, they go fishing, and only the poor people eat fish, right? Only poor people eat fish. So if you have guests, you give them fish. That's bad. Like, that's bad manners. You don't give. He said only the poor people eat fish. So the fishermen would go out And they would capture, they would get, you know, like lobster, right? And shrimp, very expensive stuff. We said, Ya Allah, like, that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. Why are you throwing it away? He says, give it to me. Next time, I said, all right, you guys wanted to keep it. And they would sell the cheap stuff. Like, they would think it was cheap, right? You know, back home. But they don't know how to eat it. Like, nobody knows how to eat it. I don't know if it's still like that. So people don't eat it. Still? Like the lobster, people capture that.
Yes, still.
Yeah, subhanAllah. Yeah. It's still like 4 hours. Okay, I can pray Fajr here. And.